Welcome to Authentically Mom.
Hello, you're Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah. This is Jacqueline.
You messed up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Sujatha, and nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
I was giving you eyes like, hello.
Hurry up. I'm like, I ain't Jacqueline.
Girl, okay, we're getting closer to the holidays. We're in the single digits now.
All right, yes.
Everything seems like it's crammed into these like little bit of time from Thanksgiving to Christmas. So like every day this week I have something, whether it's like a favorites party, an ornaments party, a cookie exchange, or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think I may admit that I'm actually a little tired, and I think it may be getting me a little sick.
What?
I know. It's, yeah. It's kind of unbelievable.
I know.
Coming from
you.
I don't know. It could also be this change of weather.
Well, it is like, you know, very psycho.
Yeah.
One second it's like hot and now it's like chilly. It's like your body doesn't even adjust to it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are starting to get the little sniffles and something.
Really?
I think everyone's starting to get something.
Mm.
I know you don't want to admit it, but like you probably are like coming down with something. You're like, oh, I'll go.
I never get sick.
I was like, I will make sure I get to go to the party.
I know.
Somehow. And me,
that
I'm over here. I'm over here like, okay, well, I feel like I'm coming down with something. I'm going to get in a bed. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel, especially, you know, since these parties, it's not just like, hey, it's a barbecue, come over. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like these parties have like intent, and there's only, you know, one purpose, and you're not going to have this one purpose again for like a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so like I, you know, my FOMO is like real.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah.
But now with all this, it's like, I cannot miss this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go take a break. I know you have to.
No, I'm
let
just
Chai in. So we just had our holiday party, and I don't know. What did you think?
I think everyone looked good in white.
Everyone looked like little snow bunnies.
Yes, we looked great.
Except we had a couple of surprises.
So I didn't know. I thought it was a joke. The ones that came in all black.
Oh.
But they ended up ordering white, but it didn't come on time.
Yes.
But I thought it looked so good. I mean, it's black and white.
I'm already talking about the inmates.
Oh, no. The inmates were... Hey, they had white underneath.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of hilarious. That was really hilarious.
It was really funny.
That
was
so
funny. They dressed up as like Diddy and Martha Stewart.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was Diddy. He brought the baby oil.
Oh, I know.
And I was telling them, I should have showed it to them. I was like, hey, we were them with white.
Yeah.
For Halloween. But
yes.
Y'all did, you know, them
That's
being
so
in jail.
Funny.
But I thought that was actually cool.
Yeah. And the gifts were really good this year.
Yes, they were.
So, yeah, but oh God. I got a little bit too crazy. Like that bartender was awesome.
She was good,
and
but
snuck up on me.
I don't know what all we can say and what we can't say, but I ain't going to say any names, but like,
can't go.
You know, well, I don't know if you want me to tell
what
the little,
oh yeah. No, I mean, we take edibles, we do stuff, you know what I mean?
But like when they
I hit
that
a little bit,
but how many puffs did you take? We're talking about weed right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Okay. So someone gifted us a funny joke. What do you call it? Three
oh,
things.
Oh, pre-rolls.
Pre-rolls. Okay.
Yeah.
But that was strong. Like I opened it and I go, oh, that is strong. But how many puffs did you take?
I took two. What did you take?
I didn't take any.
Oh.
I didn't take any, but I.
Okay, you're back. So, well, yeah. So well, yes, one person did throw up.
But I heard that person was over the fireplace, bent over for like 30 minutes. I was like, I missed it all.
I think
like,
someone was like, yeah, he's holding up the fire pit.
And you went missing.
I did go missing. Sorry, I'm like
what
having some
happened? And
I don't know because I never do that. You know, like I don't know. I don't know. And I had like, how long did it take you guys to realize that I was not in the party mix anymore?
I don't know. I just thought people were going, you know, in and out. So I didn't realize you were gone, but I left soon before the party ended from what I heard.
Oh, what time did you go?
It was past 12:45 because I didn't realize what time
there
were
some people there till 1:30.
Yes, but I didn't realize how late it was because Rhea was calling me.
Oh.
And I go, why is she calling me? She's supposed to be sleeping.
Yeah.
And her stomach hurts. So I was okay. And so I like jetted out. I was like, oh gosh, but I didn't know, like I didn't realize, yeah. But then someone told me that you were missing the rest of the time because I thought people were going in and out. You had people were going outside usually.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. That's really strange of me too.
But I do remember you kind of like tilting front and back. And I'm like,
I guess I know when my time is up. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I guess those drinks like really snuck up on us. On me.
Yeah.
And maybe the week. Because that's not the first time that I've like smoked and
drank.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or like took a gummy. And
yeah. But you
that.
Probably can't handle, like you can't probably tolerate as much. Your tolerance level is probably a lot less now, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But you know, did I wash my face? I don't know if I washed
my face. Well, all I'm going to say is the next day you looked amazing. I was like, this girl, like, I don't understand her. Like, you've got, like, knock on wood, your liver is amazing. But I'm going to just say.
Stop saying that. You're going to give me.
I know. I'm going to keep saying it. Bad juju. I'm not saying that anymore. Okay. I won't say it. But like, I'm like, how does she look good the next day and can function and go to all these things? I'm like.
Because I had to, girl. I mean, honestly. Chaz let me sleep until like noon and I could have slept in longer, but I had to do like my motherly duties. Uh-huh. But, I mean, otherwise I could have easily like just passed out or like laid in bed.
But hey, that was nice though. Till noon.
Yeah, I know. He was like, it's time to get up. I'm like, I know, I could have still stayed, but he rallied early. He got all the kids and stuff like that.
He had
so.
A burst of energy.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess there was a point where I just like fell asleep, but
the gifts were good.
The gifts were good.
There was a lot of stealing going on. Like a lot.
I love that. Time. I'm a stealer.
But this time I think they were like, we were after like, you know, just the same things. It was like, just kept circulating, but yeah. We had some good, it was some good gifts.
Yes.
And like,
One of our friends left their vibrator and it came with another gift. And she was like, hey, I left my gift over there. Don't fucking use it. I was like, I know.
Oh, the one that got both sexes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm that bejeweled.
Oh, God.
That bejeweled. Someone. Oh,
yeah.
I know who has it. Okay.
Yeah. But we have a traveling gift. And it
two
was like
traveling
a,
gifts.
Yeah, but I don't think the other one's coming back. Like that's like the finale,
dead.
The grand
okay.
finale. It
okay.
was like bejeweled, bedazzled, and
that's
every
coming
which
back.
Way. That one is not.
That one is coming back.
Okay.
The other all guy right. with the army, whatever y'all call it. What
You're
is it?
You're talking about the Hillary Nutcracker?
Oh, yeah. That one. I thought that one. That bejeweled vagina is coming back.
Okay.
I already heard it's coming back.
Oh, wow. I don't know how you could top that, though. I'm curious.
Oh, we got some ideas.
Okay. I'm curious. That's funny. Well, moving on. I had another recently a favorites party.
Uh-huh.
And I always like those because I always like to see new items and
yes.
whatever, you
yes.
know. And the difference, like the whole spectrum of what you're going to get from like makeup. There was a blanket, which was really awesome. And it just gave me ideas for next time. But what really surprised me was that someone had a vape pen.
Oh,
and I was like, holy shit. That's fucking amazing. Like it was hilarious. And then someone else was like, I was so close to putting gummies like in a
in
box.
It, in
you
a
know
box.
What I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, that is so cool. And it just like, it really normalizes a lot of things. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of course, like we're so tight, we don't judge, but to just like, hey man, if you don't want it, great. And you know what? That shit got stolen to the max. So
it's
really like that.
And people are participating afterwards.
Yeah.
Too.
I really do like it. Like it really, whatever it is, you know, like just don't judge other people for that stuff. And if it's not your thing, then that's fine. But like,
vice versa.
It is very normal.
It is very normal. I feel like, let me just say it this way. I feel like if you do participate and partake in that, there's nothing wrong with it. But if someone doesn't, vice versa, like don't judge that way either. Right. Like both ways.
Was I trying to pressure you?
No.
Okay.
You ain't going to pressure me, girl. I'll do whatever I want to do.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
No,
I
know you
to
do
pressure
not,
people though.
No, it's not but in not, a good way,
but not like with that. I totally respect that. But if it's like,
no, you're fine.
I don't know if I should have another drink. I'm like, get the drink.
Yes.
Just get it.
Your
you know?
Intention is to have fun. And I totally get that. Yeah. And I love that about, cause I am like, you know, I stay back and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do anything. But like, it just, you know, it's fun. My whole point is like, I don't want to feel judged.
Yes.
And you don't want to feel judged yeah. both ways. We are both yin-yang on that uh-huh. stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Yeah. And I found out like one of the girls like didn't drink and I didn't realize that she didn't drink. And I was like, oh, you know, and like, it's totally fine. You know what I mean? And uh-huh. you can still have a good time with people being around that and all that
yes.
stuff, you know?
Yes.
Anyway, so like that was really fun. And I have another one tonight. So it's just so many things. And yeah. Do you have any?
I just have a work holiday party.
Why was that so hard to come out?
Because I just want to make sure there's no names coming out.
I'm okay.
Like, work holiday party. Yes, a work holiday party. Same thing. Gotta be careful with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a work holiday party.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're gonna go to. I've never been to Pete's Piano Bar, so I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna have to like sing and stuff like that. So
really,
just take some video.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone sings along, and because the guy sings, but everyone like sings along in the crowd.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
It's really
okay.
fun.
I
it's
like
actually
that.
Like really fun, and then you like tip them to play a song that you want them to play.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. No Indian shit. I really doubt that they're gonna be able to play some Indian shit. So
really?
Just don't.
Damn it.
I can pretty much guarantee you that that's like a no go.
Okay. I'll be the only one singing probably. but yeah, I that's the only one that we have this week. So next week is
it's
and then
Christmas.
My kids, my Rhea gets off at 12 tomorrow and Friday.
Oh. Well,
it's all testing, but I'm like,
when do they why these kids feel I feel like they have like 3 weeks now. Like so long. It's so long.
To have off?
Yeah.
I think it is, isn't it?
I don't know. It used to just be like stop, full stop, 2 weeks and that's it. But it's like so flexible now.
I think it's 2.5 weeks from what I remember. But yeah, I just keep busy. But anyways, going back to the party, like it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Was that a question?
No, I was about to say something about that. You know what? We'll just move on.
Okay.
Just delete that part. Okay.
So
I have to be careful.
I've been having some struggles here with Laurel, coming into our bed. I don't know if anyone like the kids, we never had this with Donovan coming into our room.
Really?
To sleep. No. And of course, Breslin is not able to walk or whatever. I'm sure she would want to sleep in our bed. We bring her in our bed sometimes, you know what I mean? But like at night, in the middle of the night or anything like that, Donovan never came. Maybe
what?
A couple of times or like when he's had bad dreams. But Laurel for the past, I don't want to say month, no more than a month, has been every single day, every night coming into our room. She'll fall asleep. And then get up in the middle of the night and just, she first started off by crying, right? Like mm-hmm. crying and staying in her bed crying. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, she's having a bad dream or something, right? So then I'd like get her stuff and bring them. And she's then graduated to no longer crying, just walking herself
to
with her
room.
Pillow, her lovey, and her water. So I hear it slam on the nightstand and I'm like, oh, she's here, right? So then she gets on my side.
Uh-huh.
I pick her up, put her on, and she gets in the middle of us, right? Okay. Now what she's starting to do, you know, because she comes out of her room like so many times
yes.
before she actually goes to bed.
Yes.
Homegirl. And by the way, she just turned 4 at the end of October. She keeps coming out. When are y'all going to go to bed? When are y'all going to go to sleep? Like, I don't know. Whenever we want. When is this movie over? And I'm like, what? And it took me a few times to figure out what she was really getting at.
Yeah, she's trying to.
Doesn't matter what time. It could be 11:30, girl. When our lights go off, I guess she can see because like we keep our door open.
Uh-huh.
She walks her little ass in the room. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. you need to fall asleep in your room.
Right? You know she was going to be trouble.
And at that point, I'm so tired. I don't have time to, you know, fight with her or whatever. So I'm like, this is not happening again next night. So yesterday, I was just like, hey, are you a big girl? Like, why aren't you sleeping in your bed? You know, falling asleep in your bed. And I said, are you not a big girl? And she's like, no. And I said, so you're a baby. And she shook her head, yes.
Ooh, she
and
knows.
I said, oh, okay. So I should put your crib back in your room. So now you want to sleep in your crib again. Girl, she almost died. She's like, no, no. And I said, okay, okay. So listen, if you're a big girl, you have to fall asleep in your bed.
Uh-huh.
Not wait for us to go to sleep, right?
Uh-huh.
Girl, I came home for okay, so obviously, like, her sleeping in our bed, like, falling asleep in our bed when we have the night out has really, like, put a damper on our sex life.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know what I mean? 'Cause
the kids all the time.
Yeah, and so last night, I came home from a little shindig, and I was like, okay, it's been a while, you know?
Yeah.
Because of the situation, right?
Yeah.
And I knew she was asleep in her room. And so I was like, perfect. Great, great. Right. So I had already charged my vibrator. I already knew 90% chance that this was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And so in the middle of everything, I hear her start crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious right now? And I just felt like, okay, I can't just like keep going, you know, because that's.
And she'll walk into your room too.
Oh, no, y'all, she was just crying.
I know, but y'all, okay, hold on. Let's go back. I know y'all leave your door open, but you don't leave it open whenever y'all are having sex. So
we do not. But last night I forgot to close it. It wasn't like we were being loud.
I know, but still, like, but she didn't walk our door.
I know. But she, I know. It was just one of those things that I forgot.
Well,
like,
Donovan's never walked in your room, so you don't know. My kids always walk in our room. That's why I'm like, lock the door and then unlock it.
So then I had to stop. Like, luckily I had already had one orgasm, right? But I was so close to number two. And I was like, wow, I'd supercharge this shit. Good, right? And so I was so close. And then she started crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now? So I stopped and, you know, like I went to go get her and stuff. But I was just like, at least she followed directions that she did fall asleep in her room.
Okay.
You know, and just, I talked to this other friend, and I mean, this is, maybe this is common. I don't know if it's a boy girl thing or whatever, but like she was just telling me how her daughter at that age did that too. When they try to incentivize her, like, hey, if you stay in your bed for a week, like I'll give you a sticker or something. And I was like, something tells me that's not going to work on Laurel. Like she don't give a fuck about a sticker.
Yeah. But you need to do something that she does give.
I know.
What did she care? Like candy, candy bar. Like
she gets that. I'm just like, I guess this third
ice cream.
I don't have a lot of motivation that like we really already given to a lot of her requests. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
She's a smart one. You can't like fool her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how Aryan was. Aryan, you cannot fool him. But Rhea, say anything to her. But like
Donovan, same way.
Like you can, they're just so naive, right? In there.
Yeah. And she's like, he'll listen. Like he would actually probably get scared and listen. Laurel, I don't scare fearless. Her. I don't scare her.
What
enough.
Does scare her?
Like her teachers. I have the elf.
Okay.
I have to threaten. You don't, you like, I literally.
You have to like really. I'm not going to say anything about what I've done in order to scare Aryan because people will be like, crazy.
No, tell me because I need like, some tips.
I would say for the longest time, I was like, it's going to it.
Oh, it? Like Pennywise?
Or for the longest time, I used that other lady. Oh, what's that lady with
oh
the big.
Oh, my God. Momo?
Yes, for the longest time.
That shit is freaky.
It is freaky, but you know what? He was like, who's Momo? I want to see Momo's picture. And I was like, she's going to come get you. But then after a while, he caught on.
If you guys have not heard of Momo, I think it's no longer like a thing anymore. You could still look it up. But like for a moment, that was like a lot of talk, and it would scare the shit out of kids. Because I don't know if it would show up on like a lot of the YouTubes. I don't think it really does anymore. But like Slender Man was a huge thing for a time, and I don't think that you could still look it up, right?
Yeah.
But Momo, like in theory, if you describe it, doesn't sound scary, right? Like if you describe her nose is long, her eyes are big, and she has long hair and she's really skinny, it doesn't really sound like, oh, okay. Dude, the that shit is disturbing.
To a little kid? I know. Sure.
To me. I can't even look at it. I'm just like, it's freaking me
but
out.
But I'm going to tell you, let me just say, for my daughter's 3 and my son's 9, they both still come into her bed.
Wait, your daughter's 3?
13. Okay. Did I say 3? Yes. Sorry. Rhea's 13 and Aryan's 9 and they both still
like,
come into
her
room.
When do they come to your room?
Like early in the morning and then they sleep the rest of the time. And they don't come on the weekends. They just come on the weekdays. They'll come like at 6 o'clock in the morning and then we wake up an hour and a half later.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happens. But they will actually sleep. They don't, they come in bright in between me and Bob.
Yeah.
And then Archie's in the, I mean, it's a squished up.
Oh girl, we also, not that's not including
Nala.
Nala already sleeping in between us. So Nala gets so pissed when Laurel comes in and she literally is like, like kind of growls a little bit. And I'm just like, Nala, it's okay. Like, chill out. But and then Laurel's like, move, Nala. I'm like, no, you are in Nala's space.
Like, Nala's got the space,
Nala
not you.
Nala was here first, and this is where she sleeps. I tell her ass. I'm like, no. And so then she like has to sleep with like her knees all up because Nala's
yes.
But that's a full bed. And you know what? I mean, I'm like grateful that Chaz has this because he never got like, no one was ever like a daddy's girl, daddy's, because Brett, like Donovan
was a mama's boy.
Yeah. And then Breslin was all about me, only about me.
Yep.
And so I do like that, you know, Laurel is more of a daddy's girl sometimes, but like at night, she does kind of cuddle with him.
Okay.
But there have been more times than that she and Nala are all up on my business and I barely have like a little sliver of the bed.
Yeah. You're just kind of like one thing and you're going to fall right down.
I know. And then the covers, right? I'm like cold. So.
And I get so bothered by that because my kids kick it off. Both of them have a habit of it. They kick the heck out of me in my belly and they kick out and they like sleep with no blanket. I was like, how do you do that?
I don't know how to do that.
And they put their legs up.
Yeah.
When they sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, then they take the blanket too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can y'all just, if y'all gonna sleep, don't bother me. I want the blanket.
So your kids are old enough to be like, hey, if you're gonna do this, don't come in my bed, right?
Yes, but they still do. They still do. This morning they were in my bed. Yeah.
Well.
And I love it, but you know what?
I do secretly love it.
I know what you're talking about, but it can't be.
But the thing is, like,
she
now
was in the
our
way
sex
of your
life
second,
is.
Yes, second orgasm could have happened.
I know. And the thing is, you know, like, okay, right? Like, I joke about I prefer sleep and stuff like that. But to be honest, you guys, since I know that I am going to orgasm and now could do multiple times with like a full day's charge, like, mm-hmm. I would like to participate in more sex. And we got the pillow. That Liberator has been great.
Oh, has it?
It is good. Follow up on that.
Okay.
Get it. Anniversary gift. Get it for whatever, especially if you're older. Because you don't have to prop your own self up and get tired and sore muscles and stuff like that. Because this is perfect. It's a great pillow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And every, you know, I'm like, Chaz, you think of a new position, you look up a new position and then we'll try that. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's legit. It definitely is worth, I think it's $275. It's called Liberator and they have like, it's like two pillows and you can, stack them on like do like, it's kind of like origami, right? Like you can, but it's a, like a, also a mini one too, that you could probably take somewhere too. You don't have to take the big wedge, you can take the smaller wedge
okay
with you if you wanted to travel or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so
a regular pillow doesn't work. This is better.
No, this is way better.
Okay.
Because it's so dense.
Yeah.
You don't sink into like a pillow.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's very, very different.
Okay. Okay.
So no, we have been enjoying that.
Okay.
But yeah, I just need her to, I think the biggest thing is for her falling asleep and then us closing our door. I don't think we were allowed last night, but if anyone has any other tips or any other threats that will get her, if you have a sassy ass child who's not even scared of you.
Yeah.
Please, please, please let me know. Any tips?
Got to come up with something. She's going to rule y'all. She's going to.
I'm scared. I'm too old for this. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
I
told you, I was like, this girl came with a stink eye at 2 weeks.
She did. I should have known. And her curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if she had straight hair, it would just wouldn't suit her. Her sassiness.
Yeah. She's got a cute little sassy. Yeah.
But then she stayed over at one of our friend's house for our party, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was perfect. She fell asleep in the bed. And then that friend was like, oh, she's going to get up at like 6:30. And she thought she heard her. And so she goes to check on her. And she's like, hey, are you awake or do you still want to sleep? And Laurel's like, no, I still want to sleep. Girl, she went back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And our friend and her other two daughters went to go get donuts. They had to wake Laurel up.
Are
when
you
they got
serious?
Back, yes, to eat donuts.
Oh my
so
gosh.
This girl had her first sleepover at 4 years old.
Oh my God. And she slept in.
She, yes. Yeah, she wasn't so freaking out or anything.
Well, you knew that. Oh, for a while, she wants to be in her own bed. Do you remember that? She goes, she would start crying. I go, well, no, Mom, you have to stay here. Mommy's not going to be here or something. And she'd start crying. And I'm like, oh, what just happened there?
I don't think she really realized, like.
Now she's probably.
Yeah. And now, like, she was fine. And so when she went over to the babysitter's house, that same babysitter was coming over to our house last night.
Okay.
And so she was like, oh, am I going to go sleep over there? She was super excited. I was like, no, baby, she's coming here. But I was like, you better listen to Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
You better listen to her because I told her that if you don't sleep in her bed, to get your crib down. And so then she listened.
Look at that. Hey, you got little ways.
A little ways, but it wasn't me putting her to sleep. It was the babysitter
putting her to sleep. Yeah.
Celsey, you know, I threatened with the teachers. I'm going to tell Miss So-and-So. Yes, girl. Like this elf, I literally was like, I'm probably going to keep this elf year round because that lately has been the only reason she listens to me.
Hey.
Is if I start, I'm like, Sergeant DJ. And she's like, no. But then she's, girl, if he's not in the same room, he can't see me. He can't see what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, he can hear you.
I can't wait until she becomes a teenager.
And he, don't put that on me. Do not. I was a good child. I never tested anything. My sister tested everything.
That's true. You weren't.
And I was so scared. I was so scared. She made me scared. She made me not want to. Like, I was one of those kids who, you know, you had like skip days or whatever. When I would be in a car on the way to whoever's house or whatever we were going.
You would duck.
I'd be like, everyone's looking at me and they're going to report me. Like, everyone knows I'm skipping right this moment. I was so scared.
Hey, we would have been friends in high school because, like, I was the same way. I was such a goody girl.
I never stuck out my house.
Well, I did that. When I was in my 20s.
I never did. The only thing I did was lie to my mom. Sorry, Mom. Where I was going to go.
Uh-huh.
When the first time I lost my virginity with my boyfriend.
Okay.
So
you were older.
I was 16.
Okay.
I said that we were going to I can't believe I remember this. That we were going to his family reunion.
Okay.
And so we had the.
Does she know this?
No.
Does she not know this?
No, she doesn't know this.
Oh my gosh. Does she listen?
We rented a hotel and he's old. He was older. But not by a lot, but like 17. I don't, or maybe he had just turned 18.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
So he was able to rent a hotel room. And it was not like it wasn't
Motel
like the Ritz-Carlton, but it was kind of like a Hilton equivalent, you know, at that age.
That's
God,
nice.
I know.
Yes.
And so, the whole works, like strawberries, whipped cream. We didn't like use it on anything. We didn't even know what the fuck
y'all
we were
ate
doing.
It, y'all fed it
we
to
just
each
like
other.
Ate it. I don't remember that. But back then it was payphones. We didn't have cell phones back then.
We had pagers. Right?
Yes, but in order to make a call, I wasn't going to call from the hotel.
Oh, yes.
So I remember there was a Pizza Hut, and so we brought back pizza to our room.
Uh-huh.
But I called her from the payphone there, and I was like, hey, we're all good. I'm over here. You know, we're still at the barbecue and stuff, so we're probably going to leave like around. We didn't stay the night there.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, we're probably going to leave like around 9, so I'll be home like around 10 or whatever. Yeah. And I know the first time it happened, I was like, what the fuck just happened? And I think it happened one more time. But I mean, that was probably like the biggest lie that I think I ever told my mom at that moment.
Which was a big lie.
Yeah. Other also like.
Were you not scared?
I was scared, but.
Scared to lose your virginity or scared that you're lying?
I was less scared about my virginity than my mom finding out.
That you lied.
Yeah.
Would she have cared? Well, obviously she doesn't know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think she would have. I don't know. I think she would have cared that I was trying to lie to her, but not the fact that I was going to have sex because, you know, my sister had her baby at 16. And ever since then, here's my 11, 12 year old self taking birth control. So she's not dumb.
Right. Okay.
She just didn't know that was happening like that day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's not like if I would have said, hey, I'm probably going to use my virginity. Can you give me a ride to the hotel? Like, I don't think she would have been supportive like that.
Right, right.
But she probably would have like really talked to me. I don't know. Like, is this really what you want or whatever? But I dated this guy for like well over a year, probably a year and a half. I think I was with him in total like a little over 2 years, which is crazy in high school.
That is. This is not the guy with, no, this is not the guy with the Gucci.
Oh, no, that was.
High school, that was high, that I mean, was that's like, college.
Yeah, so, but yeah. So anyway, back to, I was
you
so
were
scared.
Goody-goody.
I was
okay.
A good. So I don't know why I got this little heathen now. I do not, you know, what it says, though, your daughter's going to be like you, but watch out. Great, great. I was a great child, and I had my mom remind my mom all the time that I am like her favorite.
But if you didn't have that fear, would you have turned into something else?
Oof, I don't know. I can't see myself being any crazier than I am now.
But you weren't crazy in high school.
I was always like get the party started. Yes.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, like
okay. Just having fun.
Having fun.
Yeah.
You know, sans. Well, no, I was drinking back then too. I always kind of was like that when
maybe
I was.
Chaz was like that. You just don't know.
No, no, not at all. Yeah, I've always been like this. But anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what was your biggest lie? Did you have one?
My biggest lie.
Well, you snuck out the house. You said.
Yeah, I was 22.
Okay, that's not. But girl, you're
out.
Like adult.
Yeah, I know. But I wasn't. No, I was 21. I was 21 when I snuck out of the house.
Girl, that's. You are worse.
And I snuck out at 21.
I mean, you were not worse. You were more of a goody two shoes than I was.
Yes, I was.
Your first big lie at 21.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I've lied before.
I know, but
I'm
like, you shouldn't even have to lie at 21.
I know, but I was I was like leaving with, it was actually Bob, but like I came home at like 5 in the morning. We were going to, my alarm was going off and my sister's calling me, your alarm in your room is going off and you have the door locked.
Oh, so you, not,
so
oh,
I
you,
probably
oh.
was out till six or seven.
Wow. So you missed sneaking back in. Sneaking
yeah.
in after your time
yeah.
was in. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you try.
No, I snuck out and snuck in. I came back from a party and then I snuck back out.
Damn.
Yeah, and you should see. I don't think I can fit in that thing, but you should see the windows. And I look back, I'm like, how? And there's chairs in front of it. Till today, there's chairs in front of it.
Oh, you have to show me this window.
I have to show you the window. Well, I drive by and be like, that's the window
yes.
I snuck out. But I remember my sister couldn't get into my room to turn the alarm off. And like the music is blasting. and everything.
You guys didn't have those locks where you could put the
no, it was on top. That little,
yeah. So she oh, but she could. Oh, you had it from the inside locks?
Yeah.
Damn, you were a baller. You had an inside lock?
I never used it. I slept with my door open too.
But what was the reason for that? It's not like
it already came. It was already in the within the. It was already part of the house. So they never, because I never used it.
Yeah, yeah.
But my parents didn't even think to be like, why is she using it now? And why does she have it locked right now?
So,
and my parents didn't really know that I did. Like, they couldn't put it together.
Oh, wow.
So the alarm was going off and I came inside the house and I'm in my room and I turned it off.
Wow.
And then I think my mom and dad asked and I was like, oh, I was in deep sleep or something. I forget.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, we know what we did. I mean, don't ever let your kids hang out on the couch with their boyfriend under a blanket. That's for sure. That is for damn sure. Make that shit hot inside so that they don't ask for a blanket.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where that fingers, hands are going.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Why'd you have to say that?
Okay.
I was going to not say it without saying it, or say it without saying it. Anyway, well, that was our podcast. We'll wrap it up here.
Yes.
And get to wrap in your presents. I just had a big ass Amazon delivery and I'm like, thank God for them.
I haven't
for everyone.
Finished. I haven't even started wrapping yet.
I know, me neither. Anyway. All right. Well, happy Christmas.
Holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. And we're probably here. We'll probably see them next year.
Oh, yeah.
Next year, y'all.
All right. Well, don't forget to rate us, review us wherever you're listening to this. Follow us on our Instagram @AuthenticallyMoms, and we will see you later.
All right. Bye.